Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dance with in the summer sun than one Jennifer Horne, who's here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to grace us with her presence, with her wit, with her wisdom, with her experiences, with her attitude, which sometimes needs correcting, but most of the time she's fine, and that's why she's here.
I have a great attitude, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, well, we need a good attitude. It's summertime, summertime. And it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Seattle. Are you going? You're not going to go to Seattle. Even though
no,
you had an
opportunity. I'm going to skip it this time. I'm going to skip it.
Are you?
I've never been to an All-Star game, actually. I think it'd be fun.
No. And the All-Stars, is there anybody on the list, the roster, whose name we can pronounce?
Yeah.
Or are they all? Really? Give
Will
me one
Smith.
Example.
He's the Dodger.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Really? There's a guy who plays for the Dodgers named Will Smith?
Yep, and he comes up to the theme of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air since they share the same name.
Now. Did they really? That's pretty funny. Huh. Okay, so Will Smith, that's the one name I know. Right,
yep.
Anybody else? Nobody else.
Well, you have Mookie Betts.
Mookie. I remember him.
Yep. Yeah. And Freddie Freeman.
Freddie the Freeloader Freeman.
They just say names, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mookie is, where did Mookie come from?
I've forgotten.
Yeah, I remember that now. That's why I know who he is. He came from Boston. You stole him, you no good SOBs.
And
you
it was a theft.
Grand theft larceny.
It was a thievery for sure.
You
I
got
like
him.
To make those words up. But he came to us and we got a really good, it was a good deal. That was a good trade. Yeah.
It was. Okay. So anybody else though? These are all National
the problem
League
is, like, a lot of the, well, for the Angels, they had Mike Trout. That's easy to say.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, not quite as easy to say. But I think a lot of those guys were injured, so I'm not sure that they're actually going to play because they don't want to make it worse, which is smart.
Okay.
Right? You don't want to go and hurt yourself.
So who wins, the American League or the National League? You want to make a prediction?
Well, I always like to say the National League, but the American League always wins, so we'll just go
with that. That's not true. When I was a kid, it was always a big problem because the American League always lost.
Oh, well,
and we always thought the Nationals cheated and stole the game. So this is the turnabout is fair play. This is Sports Cliche Week. So what are some of the great cliches, some of the broadcasters? If you went back over the history of your favorite and one of my favorite sports broadcasters, baseball broadcasters, Vin Scully, was there a cliche that he used that applied to the Dodgers or to his broadcast that you can remember instantly?
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Time for Dodger baseball!
It's time for Dodger baseball. Yeah, that's pretty fun. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he'd say a very pleasant good evening to you, remember, wherever you may be.
Yeah.
And he had some Vince Scully-isms. He would say, that ball is way back. Back to the track. That ball is way back. That ball is gone. I don't know. He was just great. He was like dripped in honey, that guy.
He was. Yep.
So sweet.
Yep. Some people are so perfect for their job. And that was a guy who was born to do what he did until he was, 86 or something? How far along was he? I think he retired at 86 or 87 or something.
Yeah, maybe even. Yeah, he worked really a long way up to the end and wanted to take time off, not because he was getting too old, but because he wanted to spend time with his wife.
His wife was not well. Right?
She was not well, and so he took time off to be with her, and she passed, and then he went.
Yep, that's the way it goes. See you later, alligator. He would do. Kurt Gowdy was the voice of the Red Sox for a long time, then he became a National baseball guy, and he did other sports as well. The good guys who are really great broadcasters when it comes to this sort of thing could do all of the sports. They were, except for people in Boston, we grew up with Johnny Mose, and one of the things that his, one of his cliches was, whoever it was that was stealing the ball was, Havlicek stole the ball! It was that, he'd just yell and scream. He was such a homer. And that's something that's kind of lost. The, you know, Scully was a homer. He wasn't quite as dramatic about it. But the Mel Allen, some of those great broadcasters, he was a Yankee through and through. And
yeah.
People said, well, that's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? He's broadcasting to the hometown fans, so of course he's going to be, well, they don't do that now.
The only time I don't like the homer thing is when it's like a national game. Then it is really annoying when you have those teams where you can just tell. They're like trying not to be. I'd rather have someone who's blatantly a homer on local radio or on local television. It's just the ones when they go to national level and then they're trying to pretend they're not. It's like, come on, stop it already.
Right.
Same thing goes for football or for basketball. I'm sure when they do those national broadcasts, it's like, ugh, come on.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway, that's our overview and a little bit of trivia. Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight in Seattle. It's the 93rd All-Star Game.
But it's halfway through the baseball
season. I know, that's
the other
thing.
That's my problem.
yeah, me too. It is, what a horrible thought. We're halfway through.
I feel like it just started 4 seconds ago. What are we doing here?
I know. All right, well, I have an opportunity for you, Jennifer, and for many of your friends and folks that you know. If you're among the first 10 callers and want to win, you love Las Vegas. So here are two free nights in Vegas. All you have to do, there's no hitch to this. There's no catch to it. There's no special anything except you being able to dial 800-419-DOUG, which easily translates to 800-419-3684. If you call that number right now, you'll get two nights, not one, but two. One, two fabulous nights in fabulous Las Vegas. Have a fabulous time from the fabulous Doug Stephan Good Day
Will
program.
Will it be fabulous?
It'll be fabulous,
all
right. Yes. All right, okay, 800-419-DOUG-A-BUG. Okay, so we've taken care of the All-Star game. Among other things, those of you who are maybe new to the program, Jennifer has been the longest-running co-host on this program with me since she was a wee lass. And
non-related or dating, so this is exciting.
No, right, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Simply just adopted.
right. She was adopted a long time ago. And is my favorite trumpet. Whenever there's a discussion
about
Trump.
And I always love the labels, you know that. So here we go.
Yes, right, exactly. So the only thing that I know about Trump that's new was him showing up at the cage match the other night and being treated like the biggest celebrity in the world. Did you see that video of him wandering
in? I was just actually, literally, as we sat down this morning, because I've been tuned out. I was gone for a few days. I was on a little mini vacation.
Yes.
And I sat down and saw that video, and he was at the UFC.
You have to sit down to watch it, or do you have
well,
to sit down?
Well, I happened to be sitting, yeah.
Uh-huh.
My favorite position these days. So he was at the UFC cage match in Las Vegas, and I guess he entered to Kid Rock's American Badass song.
Right, yeah.
And they seemed
that's
to love him.
That's a crowd that would love him. No, that's a crowd that would love him. That crowd, yeah.
Well, he's also very friendly with the guy who runs UFC, so he's been to those fights before.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anything new? There was something going on with Donald Jr., and I can't remember what that was either, other than the usual stuff, gossip, but there was something that, and you never hear Eric anymore about anything. It's always it seems to be boiled down to Donald Jr.
Eric's really running the Trump Corporation now. He and his wife is, I don't know, they just seem very kind of like, we've met them, we've had them on this program. Remember how much
I liked Eric.
Don Jr. and Eric, yeah.
Well, I have a friend who lives in Jupiter, and Don Jr. lives there. With what's her face from Fox News, Guilfoyle?
Kimberly Guilfoyle. Mm-hmm.
And the children, you know, they're always wondering. And I think I've said this. I don't think I said it when you were here. But what happens when I go visit my friend, we have dinner at this little club. It's in the Admiral's Cove. And they always come in. And it's like the people that are in there, they can't leave them alone. And I suppose they must like it, otherwise they wouldn't keep coming, in a manner of speaking. But they just, they are all over them.
Well, in South Florida, the Trumps are kind of, you know, it's a big deal. It's like, they're kind of built into the fabric at this point.
It would be like people visiting with you in Southern California.
That's right. You know, I'm a pretty big deal. It's just amazing.
Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles as well as being here on the Good Day program, which brings me around to the story about these homes that were torn apart by what has been described as earth movement in the Palos Verdes Peninsula over the weekend.
Crazy to see.
What the heck happened with all these homes? And it's called Rolling Hill Estates.
And it's not cheap to live there, by the way. This is a really nice area.
Yes, I remember being there. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Rolling Hills Estates is actually even nicer than, like, Palos Verdes.
They were Rolling Hills. That's why they call it Rolling Hills.
Well, that's apparently exactly right. And it was interesting. My mom was yesterday, because, you know, she loves to watch the local news. Did you see these homes? It's unbelievable. So it's collapsing. Literally, this home is collapsing in Rolling Hills, and it's moving its way down the terrain. And this is the problem a lot of houses in Southern California face, is that they build themselves, lots of houses, on top of these really steep hillsides. And unfortunately, they don't think about the land moving. And so even though it hasn't rained, there's been landslide movement in this neighborhood that destroyed, I think, 10 homes. And then they
walls,
had to evacuate.
Roofs. You look at them sliding in this media, all over
it's
social media and TV.
Crazy.
And so
destroyed 10 homes already, and now they're saying there's still 16 more homes in the area that are threatened.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole area has been evacuated. But, yeah, it's the only way that people are talking about this is just unbelievable. You don't see that. Mm-hmm. But you could hear, I guess, according to the news reports, the people who were out there, you could hear the cracking and you can hear it moving.
Snapping.
And that was happening all weekend long. Ugh.
Remember the scene from the movie with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson? The first, was it the first of those movies? The name of the movie has escaped me for whatever the reason. And they tear down a house on the side of a hill. Rolls down, yeah. No.
Oof.
All right, here we are, 18 after. This is Good Day.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fuzziness of the Good Day program at 23 after the hour. It's Tuesday, July the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn here. Jay is out for the next couple of days, and Jen will be here to keep things going, moving along. We fix all of the half-truths so that it's the whole truth.
So they're fully untrue.
Right. We'll take this and talk about it, and you'll have a whole new view of what's going on. It's the Hail Mary pass for Aretha Franklin. Interesting, this is the portion of the program every hour we look into some of the social media comings and goings of celebrities, past and present. And so there's this trial going on now over Aretha's handwritten... If I say Aretha... James, you know who I'm talking about if I say Aretha and don't use your last name, right?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, a little...
I was out over the weekend, and I was talking about Ginger or Marianne, and they said, Ginger or Marianne what? And I was like, what? No.
Who's that?
Huh? How in the world do people not know Gilligan's Island? But I guess it was 1,000 years ago.
Yeah,
so this is all about the couch will.
Yes. The dispute over Aretha Franklin's estate. So why did it get to the jury? Why is it at this point? We'll talk about that right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What you want? Say I got it. What
Aretha.
You need? Do you know I got it?
It's one of my favorite Aretha songs. All right, a little respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And that's what somebody wants to get out of these wills, the handwritten wills that were found on the couch. She was known as the Queen of Soul, died in 2014. And this document, which was handwritten and somebody found on a couch, is this the valid will? The attorneys for her sons have stipulated that this is something that I guess can be. Is that? Can I don't understand all of this. What is she?
Well,
she had no will.
Didn't
she really mean other than this?
Yeah, they're saying that she didn't really have a will, which is so crazy to me.
Bizarre.
That somebody as, and I don't mean the physical prowess, of course, but someone as big and wild and crazy and famous wouldn't have some sort of formal will or lawyers handling her estate. But now this is a probate trial that they were sitting for. They've sat a jury, and three of her sons, and she has four total, so three of the four began the trial. I guess they're trying to decide which will is appropriate. There are two wills. So shortly after her death, her niece, who was a representative for the estate, found multiple handwritten wills by Aretha in her home. One of the documents was found under a couch cushion. Another was in a locked cabinet. Two of her sons want the document dated March 2014 to be determined as her legal will, while the other son is advocating that a document from 2010 should still stand. So it's about which one is going to be the one that they're going to abide by.
You know, if they're smart, they'll do what a lot of other celebrities or families have done, and that is make more money with them after they died than they did when they were alive, instead of fussing through all of this stuff. That would make
exactly
some sense.
Right.
28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, parents often bring a pet into the family to teach kids a sense of responsibility or perhaps provide a child with a playmate. But kids often learn something more fundamental about themselves and the world. How to empathize with others, how to understand subtle feelings, how to look at the world from a vastly different perspective. Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life. A communication. Children learn the subtle cues that their pets give them to indicate their feelings. Empathy. Kids often become more curious about the emotion their pets feel compared to their own. Nurturing skills. If properly supervised by adults, a child can learn how to take care of another living being and take pleasure in keeping a pet healthy and happy. And what about confidence? Kids go through life under constant evaluation. They're rated by their behavior, their grades, and other athletic performances. Pets have no such expectations. They're delighted that the child is just with them, being a kid. You know, new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up more stable and better off. So if you don't have one, maybe it's time to adopt. I'm Warren X.
New to USAPodcasting.com. Into the paranormal. Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone.
The secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky at this week's NATO summit in Europe. The White House confirmed the meeting will take place tomorrow. Russia's war in Ukraine is among the top agenda items for NATO leaders. Hawaiian pro surfer Michaela Jones is dead after what's being called a freak accident over the weekend. TMZ is reporting that while he was surfing in Indonesia on Sunday, the fin of his surfboard appeared to cause a large gash near his left groin, which resulted in a severed femoral artery. Medical personnel assisted Jones and transported him to the hospital, where he later died. His daughter shared a social media post in tribute to her father, saying, quote, "Life will never be the same without you," end quote. Jones was 44 years old. Today is free small Slurpee day at 7-Eleven on this 7-Eleven. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on a sunny
So what do we think about having Christmas in July? I think the last week of July we'll have that Christmas celebration. I know on my farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, we'll have Christmas that weekend. Two Christmases this year. Christmas in July.
Closer. That would be so fun. I would love to hang out on your farm.
Hang out anyway.
I'd even probably volunteer to work your ice cream store or something like that. Just because it would be fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. Doug's stay away from my farm. You'll have this place ruined.
No. You probably straightened it right out. It needs to be straightened out. So many things going on, pulled in this direction and that direction. So we have Christmas in July, and then we have Christmas where we just signed a deal to do a big Christmas celebration of lights.
So we're going to have somebody set up a light stream so people can drive around the farm.
Oh, and come see on. All that is lights. The coolest thing ever.
Yeah. It'll be quite the thing, I think. At any rate, Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off. We talking about Christmas. Christmas tree shops apparently are closing. I thought they were all over the country, but apparently they aren't. I grew up with Christmas tree shops, and the Christmas layaways. Did you ever belong to the Christmas? Well, you probably didn't, but your mother maybe, or somebody in your family belonged to, maybe your grandparents, to the Christmas. They had the Christmas club, where you could set aside money every week in a special account.
Sure. Yeah, and, to save money for Christmas.
For Christmas,
and then don't forget, like I remember like at our Kmart, Miss Kmart, we used to have a great little Kmart in town. It had a restaurant in it, and that was like a big deal. My grandma would take me for a grilled cheese sandwich one day, like during the summer. It was like a big thing. We could go to lunch at Kmart. Imagine how things have changed.
Used to wear Woolworths had a soda fountain too.
Oh Woolworths. That's right. They had the counter, but we would have they'd have layaways. So if you had a big ticket item, you could do it purchase it on layaway at Kmart, and then you'd always hear those cool stories about the people who would come through that either won a lottery or they were a celebrity. Remember, they'd pay off people's layaways.
Yes. So is this a result of people buying things online? There are 13 of these stores here in Massachusetts. They are going to stop accepting their Christmas gift cards because they won't be in business at Christmas time. And I'm looking at a Christmas tree shop. The sign is actually the town down the road from me where they had a Sears, which is gone. They had a Joann Fabrics store, which is gone. They had an India Market, which is gone. So I'm wondering whether all of these stores are being put out of business.
Well, I follow online, I think, is huge, and people's behavior have changed about going in. But retail is just struggling. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why, because there's something about walking into a store and actually seeing and touching things that I really like.
I don't like buying things online at all.
You got to tell me about the Christmas tree shop, because one of the ladies I follow on Instagram lives in New York, and so she was saying that she and her mom were going to go to try to like clear some shelves because they were so upset that this store was closing. So was it all Christmas stuff or was it other stuff too?
No, there are other things that were there. They had some regular things, but they had the gift cards. This sort of was the follow-up to having the bank account. You could lay away things all year long in the Christmas tree shops for Christmas, and they had gift cards that you could give to people, and it was the merchandise wasn't just Christmas stuff, although, that went hand in hand. But there used to be a time when people would do that. They really had, but you and I talked about this once, how the Christmas shopping that you do goes on all year long.
I try to, although I haven't started yet. So this is the time of year when I usually start to think about Christmas. So like usually in July, I'll make my list of people that I anticipate wanting to pick up things for. Now, if I hear something that someone says they want, I write it down. But if I, this is kind of the time of year, that way if I see, you know, for instance, Amazon Prime Day is happening. I know we all love Amazon. I know, that's why I said that. I was being facetious. But, you know, this is the kind of time of year when I start thinking about it. Because, boy, it's like now it's going to be accelerated. We'll be putting Christmas lights up again. I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who thought I was losing my mind when I couldn't think of Lethal Weapon.
Mel
Gibson, Danny Glover, they're going to do another one. Did you know that there? Writing,
I did not, but I do love those movies. I want to rewatch them.
Fabulous. Yeah, they really...
Their chemistry was so great.
Yeah, very. And they couldn't have been two different people. But they loved each other, and it showed. All right.
I'm kind of glad that Mel Gibson is being uncanceled now.
Yeah, kind of. Well, people need to forget.
Because I know he's weirdish in his personal life sometimes. Like, he gets a little crazy, like the drunk guy. You know, a little intense.
Right.
But he's a really fun-to-watch actor.
So there is someone that comes from that sort of same league. I've never been able to pronounce his name right. From Person of Interest, which is one of the best television programs I think ever done. Jim, is it Caviezel? Is that how you
pronounce
it? Caviezel. Caviezel, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's in a movie now
that's
about
crazy trafficking.
And apparently it is so on target and it is so upsetting. I want to see it because I like him as an actor. It's one of those sort of God-produced, but it's not really...
It's not religious, actually.
No,
and Mira Sorvino stars in it. What's really weird this is that there's a lot of people who feel like Hollywood doesn't want to make these kinds of movies because they don't want to uncover that this is the kind of stuff that's really going on. And so they actually sat on this. I believe Disney got involved maybe and bought the rights, and then they held on to it. This movie took 5 years to get released.
Mm-hmm.
Every person that I have talked to, and I talked to a slew of them this weekend who said, did you see Sounds of Freedom yet? Everybody has talked about how phenomenal this movie is and how important it is for people to see that it's just really good, but it's also really important. And it was trying to get the kibosh, but it's been doing well at the theaters. It's like gangbusters.
Yeah, did very well in the weekend. We'll talk to Chuck about that later on. But we poured here yesterday. I was trying to get a couple of hours so I could go to the movies to see it, but I didn't. Speaking of pouring, the heat that was in the southeast last week, everybody was sweltering. In the southwest this week. So what's it like? You're in a desert, and what are things like from Southern California over through Arizona and New Mexico? Isn't it really hot?
It's been warm, definitely. It's finally summer. You know, I was looking at this, it just tells you how the mainstream news media operates.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at a headline last weekend, and it said, another heat wave rocking Southern California. We haven't had
summertime.
This is the heat wave. Like, it was cold up until July 4th, I think it was like 78 degrees, which is pretty unseasonably cool. It's hot now. Yes, it was like 90 here yesterday, I think. It'll probably be in the 90s the rest of the week.
So, under the circumstances, this is another example of how to figure out what's the truth. Now, the whole business of truth decay has become so prominent because the news media isn't the news media anymore. It's hard really to get, and we talk about this, but I think it's worth underscoring, the fact that the news that you get, unless you have a source, and you're not you're not the greatest arbiter of this in the world because you're a little one-sided, but the idea of having some form of informational circuitry that you could get the pieces. That's why I like News Nation as much as anything else.
Look, I don't know that that's true. Look, I have a viewpoint, but I always like to try to tell people the story first before I offer that. I try to tell them what's going on before I offer my perspective. Now, whether or not I'm successful all the time, I don't know, but that's what I try to do, because ultimately I don't want the world to agree with me 100%. It would be a much better place if they did, but it would be pretty boring, right?
See? That's what I meant. There we go. Okay, Larry Nassar has been stabbed in prison. Oh, gee, what a shame. Not really. Does that sound really crass?
I struggled with that yesterday, too, because when I heard this, that he goes to prison, he gets stabbed 10 times, you think, oh, my gosh, that sounds awful. But then...
Why is it awful?
But then it really isn't. He abused people his entire life.
Right. So
one right doesn't make a wrong, or one wrong doesn't make a right.
I'm surprised it took this long for him to get stabbed, frankly. That's even more crass, I suppose. But no. There's a podcast around... that is something that is somewhat, I don't know, it's not exactly this story, but a story that's similar. The podcast is called The Girlfriends. Mm-hmm. It's a crime podcast about women who bring down ex-boyfriends who are disgustingly, you fill in the blank, whatever they are, guys like Nassar, who have taken advantage of women and all of this stuff. And, you know, I wonder if this isn't a way for us to have better coverage of things like this, because it was so obvious. Excuse me, what went on with Nassar? And we're talking about a guy who did 150 women that we know of. Who knows how many more? The gymnasts and stuff, Simone Biles, had such trauma. She's just now getting back into the swing of things, I think. But all these women testified during his trial. The adults who didn't pay attention turned a blind eye to the sexual abuse that was such a part of his whole business. He was fired by USA Gymnastics about 10 years ago. And then, you know, these things, but it took 16, 17 years and for people to take seriously what these young women were talking about.
Right.
And finally, he got sued for $1 billion. I think Michigan State had to pay a lot out, didn't they? They had to pay like $500-600 million to the
women. Yeah, in restitution. How great is that? You know, here your life is ruined. Here's a few grand. Ugh.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, anyway, I think... does it sound crass, though, if I say he got what he deserved? Is that... What is that... How do we...
I don't know. I mean, it's best to just say, you know what, this is what happened to him. And it's interesting how there is honor amongst thieves, though. And when it comes to sexually abusing...
Stuff like that.
Girls, man.
Yeah. It's almost an inspiration, a matter of speaking. And speaking of inspiration, Jennifer... has come up with something, and what we just said, use Balance 7. I have a canker sore inside my mouth, and I don't know, it's been years, but every time I have a bite out of a fruit or something, I go down, and I was swearing to myself.
I used to get them too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you said use Balance 7.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, this is, I'm just saying it couldn't hurt, but I don't want to say it's for that reason, but I'd say swish it around and see what happens and then report back, you know, give it a little.
All right, I'll do that.
But Balance 7, if you're experiencing heartburn, if you're experiencing, you feel like your immune system is shut down, if you feel like you have no energy, if you feel like you aren't sleeping at night, Balance 7 dilutes the acid buildup in your body, which can cause all that. And when you do that, all of a sudden your immune system is kicked back on, you're functioning normally again, you notice your sleep is better, and almost instantly you notice that heartburn, mm-hmm. that indigestion goes right away. And it's a great product. I use it every day.
All right. So to get your Balance 7, help yourself, dial 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug, or you can go to balance7.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yo, babe, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's Car Detailing Business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hand.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's time for Food, Farm, and Family Focus. Here every day at this time, we go through some of the things that are affecting the food system, farming, family life, that sort of thing. The American Family Farmer program this week, and all weeks we have a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, carrying the American Family Farmer show on the weekend. And one of the recent ones talked to a fellow named Monty Moran. The book is called No One is a Stranger. He ran Chipotle's for a while, and he had a really good overview of food and family, especially, with his experiences, a lot of challenges and stuff. But the principles of building a good business around family and value, that's kind of where he came from. So that's partially. You can find different stories every week on the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the things we're going to talk about this week in the American Family Farmer is how farmers' markets are thriving. The pandemic certainly changed the way we shopped, and it is something I'm doing on my farm at EastleyFarm.com. You can always check and see what's going on there. We have a lot of different things to actively bring people in, not only the food from the farmer's market, but the ice cream and the cows and all that good stuff. But the thing here to note is how the number of markets has increased. The numbers of customers have increased. This is something to celebrate. And in fact, it's Farmers Market Week, which this week is where most of the farmers markets get a really good start, certainly here in the Northeast, because corn's available, most of the early veggies and fruits are available. And so it's a time from now until probably the end of October when the farmers markets, there are a couple of thousand of them around the country. So it's a Farmers Market Coalition that put together this advocacy group to get farmers out and to have people be able to go to a farmer's market during the pandemic. And so common sense prevailed, and I think that's kind of the good story that we'll tell this week on the American Family Farmer. Today is National 7-Eleven Day. Yes, 7-Eleven and all of its subsidiaries. You know, the Speedway gas stations belong to 7-Eleven, if you didn't know that. There are lots of Slurpees being sold at Speedways and A-Plus and 7-Elevens. Invented in the 1950s when a businessman broke his soda fountain and he had put his sodas in a freezer. And he noticed that this was something he tasted and he loved it, and he's put it out for customers, and the customers loved it. So the soda became Frosties, a huge hit, and that's how the Slurpee machine, as well as the drink, came into existence back in 1965. 7-Eleven signed a licensing agreement with the company to sell its product under specified terms. After a trial of Slurpee machines, they had 100 locations. They tried them, and it was fabuloso. So, anyway, you can enjoy your Slurpees, the frozen cherry ones. They come like the mountain. It's like a carbonated thing of a bubber. All right? I think that's how this all works. I don't drink this stuff because it's really too sticky sweet. But I know a lot of people do. I think they serve something similar to this in a Dunkin' Donuts, too, don't they? It seems to me there's something. And this time of year, a lot of these things. But the Slurpee began at the 7-Eleven. So be, you know, count your lucky stars for that. Invisible specks of plastic from long-forgotten toothbrushes and wrappers and stocking fillers and that sort of thing are now alive and well in our laundry bins, in case you didn't realize that. These microplastic particles are so small, they infiltrate biological barriers. They get through your gut, through your skin. They are now really a problem, and they're in toothpaste, all kinds of things, some of the creams you put on your face. So how do we minimize our exposure to these things? There's an environmental toxicologist at Imperial College in London who is trying to come up. They've got a lot of data on microplastics, and really the reason I'm talking about it now is because it's scary as hell. Not only are we getting it in our food and getting into our bodies, but a lot of the meat that we're eating, if you eat meat and fish and that kind of stuff, has it. It's a real problem. So I don't, you know, I think we'll have that on the American Family Farmer, how to reduce your exposure to microplastics. All right, so that's that plug, and that's the American Family Farmer and the Farm Food and Family news for today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.